This is AquaPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, July 29th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Trump administration today proposed revoking a scientific finding that has long been the central basis for U.S. action to regulate greenhouse gas emissions and fight climate change. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said repealing the endangerment finding will be the largest deregulatory action in the history of America. The USDA reorganization plan will fall under review of the Senate Agriculture Committee tomorrow. Deputy Secretary Vaden will be the sole witness before the committee. The plan calls for moving a large percentage of USDA staff from the Capital Region to one of five locations across the country. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley says he's not opposed to moving staff.
I don't find fault with that. I don't think that it's as big of a deal with agriculture as it might be with other departments, because most every county in the United States has an FSA office where farmers or the USDA is already close.
Grassley said he's not pleased with the Trump administration's process for announcing the move.
Well, I'd like to at least have a consultation with the Congress of the United States, and they didn't do that.
Committee ranking member Amy Klobuchar said she only received notice of the change 15 minutes before it was announced. Ultimately, Grassley says the president has the authority to administer change.
I would also think that the president can do this as head of the executive branch of government. Don't forget, we just included in the reconciliation bill authority for the president to reorganize government. I think that's subject to review by the Congress, however, but subject to review from the standpoint if Congress doesn't take action within a certain number of days, it would automatically go into effect. And that's similar to the Brookings Institution reorganization of the federal government in the 1930s and the Hoover Commission in the 1950s. And I think there was sometime during the Reagan administration that we had another authority for the president to take dramatic action to reorganize in the executive branch of government.
From the trade front, Grassley says he's pleased with recent success by the Trump administration.
I never thought I'd see the day that we get rice into Japan or beef into Australia. Or we're supposed to have some, it's not very clear, but even with Europe.
Looking for a new five-year farm bill, Grassley said the Senate calendar is not favorable for much to be accomplished.
But if we're in session in August, it's going to be all nominations. So then you have 1 week off in the middle of September because of the two Jewish holidays. Then you have a week off in October because of Columbus Day. Then you have a week off the same week that Veterans Day is. Then a week off for Thanksgiving, and then 10 days at Christmas. Not a whole lot of time left.
Grassley says it's more likely to see that bill next year.
So I'm beginning to look at that calendar and think I can be more honest if I tell you there's going to be a five-year farm bill early next year. Hopefully if we get it done this year, but I don't see the chairman of the committee working in that direction. In the House, the chairman of the committee wants to get a bill out of committee in September.
Despite the headwinds for agriculture from the MAHA Commission report, including challenges to pesticides, high fructose corn syrup, and vegetable oils, Grassley says he has no immediate qualms with the HHS secretary.
Not yet, but there might be somewhere down the road, but not yet.
Today's Job Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with all-natural, American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.